The African American Advisory Board was formed earlier this year and had its first meeting last summer. Last night, approximately 25 citizens attended the educational session. The concerns voters raised were in three areas: issues with the new format of voter information cards covered by WMNF News Wednesday night, the new Florida State No Match, No Vote law, and concerns over the potential for slow, congested polls on November 4th. At the first advisory board meeting Tuesday night, Buddy Johnson, Hillsborough County Supervisor of Elections, was strongly criticized for deleting polling place addresses on newly reformatted voter information cards. Kathy Harris, Chief of Staff and General Counsel for the Elections Office, had this response.
After the meeting the other night, and the interest in the community, we've gone back to the old card. Everyone will get a card. At the meeting on Tuesday, y'all want it changed back to the old way? No problem. Done. We made that change. Advisory board, community, it was done. We did it today. So those people who received a card without their precinct address on it will get another card with their address on it.
Citizens also expressed concern that the new state No Match, No Vote law may render many newly registered voters unable to cast their vote. Harris described how the new law works and how her office is dealing with this issue.
When someone registered to vote, their information is sent to the state, and the state has a complete database that then checks with the Department of Motor Vehicles or the Social Security Information Center to make sure that your either driver's license number matches or the last four numbers of your Social Security number match. In Hillsborough County today, we have 773 people who are on this unverified list, meaning their information came in and they were not able to, through the state system, match either their driver's license or their Social Security number.
A concern raised by both citizens and election officials was on providing a timely and orderly process on November 4th. Harris offered her advice.
Since this time last year, 2007, there were 1,288 unverified applicants. Everyone else in the system, we were able to get them matched up and get their information in the system prior to voting. And so we are very confident. I had one of the reporters call me today and I said, listen, I am almost 99% sure that we will be able to get everybody verified prior to election.
Supervisor Johnson also weighed in on election day.
Well, the incremental increase in the number of registered voters doesn't concern me. It's a little larger, but every presidential year, the numbers rise to new levels. We had almost 650 in 2004, so that's okay. The new technology and the challenges that it presents, we understand. And the logistics in this election really will be human logistics. The scanners will work fine, but the time that voters take to mark their ballots will be the one thing that we're concerned about.
Ultimately, the goal of the elections office is an inclusive, timely election experience. Harris summed up her overall advice on a smooth election.
Well, I'm telling everybody, vote absentee or vote early, because the advent of the paper ballot is great. There's the paper trail, you got the paper ballot, that's wonderful. But it will take you longer to get through the process.
According to African American Advisory Board member Andrew Frazier, major progress is being made on these issues and the result is success in recruiting new voters.
The African American Advisory Board was created in 2008 to help educate and facilitate and register African American voters in our community in Hillsborough County by the Supervisor of Elections Office. Since October 2007, this initiative has been able to register an extra 14,000 first-time voters in the African-American community.
For WMNF News, this is Mark Anderson.